It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, Matthew chapter 13. We're going to begin reading with verse 16. And so please look, open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13, verse 16. We're going to begin the study there. I hope that you're able to open your Bibles and enjoy it. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to phone us, call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you would like to email us, it would be at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you, but I would really, really love if you would check out our website. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. We have many studies there. I hope, I pray that they will help you to come to know the Lord Jesus and then help you to grow in the Lord Jesus. So please that you would enjoy them, look at it. If you can't catch the radio program at the time that you maybe would usually listen to, you can always go to the website and find it easily and listen to it. And so I hope that that helps you to, again, enjoy the blessings that God has to give you. And the first, of course, is to save our wicked old souls and set us free. And so please call upon the Lord Jesus for salvation. Just a joy each time to come together and study. Let's begin now reading Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 16. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the words of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. He that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and at once with joy receives it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world, and the care of hears the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it, which also beareth fruit, bringeth forth fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30. It is wonderful to study the word, and let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, thank you that we can enjoy this precious study. Guide and lead us through it, that we may know your word and know your way and will. We just ask, Father, that you'll take these simple lessons, these parables, and bring them into our heart and show us exactly, Father, what we need to be doing and serving you. And so please guide and lead us this very day, dear Father, please. Please just show us your precious word. Bring those that do not know you as their personal Savior to you, that they would be born again. And then, Father, that we would enjoy the time together, growing closer to you. So please speak to our hearts now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. as we look to the Word and study the Word, and we have these parables here, and they begun over in the fourth verse, the third and fourth verse, the parables saying, "Speak many things unto them in parables," verse 3. And again, "Behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell on the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And then that ninth verse says, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Now, we started over here in the 16th verse today, and by reading over in the 16th verse, we have this point made: "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Now, once again, let's come over to verse 9. "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." And the Lord Jesus blesses those disciples and those that their ears were tuned in and were listening and were responding. And then it begins and tells us the joy. "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower." So we have the parable listed over in the beginning of the chapter, and now we come to the explanation of that. And again, the word of the kingdom is the word of God, the word, the gospel of the kingdom. It specifically gives direction to the Lord's teaching and those that are there to hear. "And heareth it not," does not take it in, is what that meant, if you remember the conversation that we had last time we were together. And so what is taking place here in the first example, where it fell by the wayside and the fowls came and devoured them, we need once again to remember that the seed is the Word of God. The seed is the Word of God, and that seed that is sown is always the same. It is always present, it's always powerful, and it comes forth in God's power. That seed is good. There's not the problem. The result, the problem is the soil. There's the problem. And so we're going to kind of discuss that a little bit later, but as the seed was sown and it hit such a literally a rock wall when it was sown. It went nowhere. It had no place for it to take root and to grow. It just, there was nothing there. And it says the fowls came and devoured it. And so those fowls here, as we know, are demons and evil spirits. And they came and took away the word so fast. Again, the seed and the soil. The soil is good, but here the soil had been trodden down. It was so hard that it couldn't do anything. The seed could not take hold. Well, a lot of old hearts are so stone cold hard that when the Word of God is proclaimed, you reject it instantly. And you, when you, by rejecting it instantly, that old devil comes and he's going to snatch that word away from you so fast so that you don't have time to think about it, time to ponder on it, time to let it soak in and touch your heart. He comes so fast and takes it away. And so the truth is taken away so fast that a person can do no good. It can do no good. And so, you know, we talk about the soil. And I say the soil is good. And again, we're going to talk about that here in a little bit later. But the condition of the soil I guess, is the problem here, because actually we could say the soil, we got the seed over here that is good, and the soil over here that is sinful. It is man, and so it's the soul, and it's sinful. And so as that seed is sown, then, and if the seed, if the soil is no good, then we understand that nothing's going to take place. Well, that soil has an opportunity, because in the later verses here it says good ground, good soil in verse 23. Now, you might say, I hope I'm not confusing you, because the seed is the Word of God. It's very clear. The soil, we're talking right now about the condition of the soil, kind of the condition of your heart. Are you listening? Are you listening? Or when you are told the Word of God, you've already decided not to listen. Satan cometh immediately. Mark chapter 4, verse 15 tells us. Well, the same seed, the good seed, the perfect seed, the Word of God is sown. And again, we need to see that we sow the perfect seed. We sow the good seed. We don't sow something that is watered down or polluted. And you can find a lot of things that call themselves Bible as just that. I ask once again that you get back to the old King James. And I ask you that you get away from this, you know, so many churches have two services. They have the traditional, and then they have kind of a modern service. If you do that, you're of no value at all. Because you're saying, okay, the people that want the old way, they're going to hear it. But those people that want the new way, and that's just a trick of the devil. Give out the Word of God. Will people leave? Yes, they will. Because they want that beat and they want that feeling. But my dear friend, you need to come the way God desires you to come, and that is with a repentant heart. And then grow in the Word of God. So we have the first one. That old heart's a stony, it's just cold. But we're going to sow good seed, because we've read out of the old King James this morning, and you got the seed. Now what are we going to do about it? The seed, first one, and maybe you're one of them, that old seed hit that ground, and the old the fowls come, and the birds come, and ate it up immediately, and it's gone, it's done, it's finished. And so no good was done with that precious, precious seed. Well, how about the second one? Some fell in stony places. Stony places. Same seed. Soil's the same. And this time it sprang up, the scripture says. In Mark, it tells us. And here in Matthew, it says, fell on stony ground. Well, this is the fifth verse of chapter 13. And they had not much earth, and withereth, forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. A lot of times the roots go down and it gets a good foundation, and then that plant springs up and is able to bring all the nourishment and stuff through those roots, and it withstands wind and hail and withstands all kinds of storms and the sun. It withstands all those things. I don't know if you've ever seen a corn plant, but it's really something when an old sun gets so hot, it just wraps itself up. It's going to protect itself. And it can do that about so long. But here it says there was stony places, so we find that there was also then here a problem, because of the stone that was mixed up in there, it was not able to take root. It did spring up, It had enough soil. It kind of took off a little bit. The person's listening. I made the statement last time we were together. They were easily persuaded, seemed to be happy to receive the message, seems to be eager, looks like a genuine conversion, looks like they're saved, but the soil was not present. So sad to say, it was just up front. It was just superficial is all it was. And then we come to verse 21 here, and but he that receiveth the seed, verse 20, I'm sorry, seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and at once with joy receives it, we've talked about that, yet hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. And so we need to stand for the word of God. We need to produce fruit. Well, there was going to be no fruit here. Persecution arises. The real believer is made to stand against the attacks of the enemy. A time of trouble. So it seems that to have a sincere profession of faith, really interested in the things of God, but when any kind of trial or tribulation come about that the old enemy of the cross brings, then he just goes away. Most of the time, this person here, first one, just heard the word and it just bounced off immediately. Nothing. Listen here, heard the word and thought, I think that's something good. So I think I need to go to church. So you go down the street and you find a church, nice looking church. People seem to be very kind and nice. And so you come in and you visit with the preacher a little bit, and he says, now, we would love for you to join the church. And so you say, okay, I think that's good. And then, you need to be baptized, to join the church. Okay, that's fine. So you follow in baptism. You follow all these things. You begin to work. You help with the ushering. You help with some of the maintenance around the church. There's always something to do. And so you step right in and you help. But then, all of a sudden, you think, why am I doing this? I don't see any reason. This isn't real. And so then you begin to miss church. You don't show up anymore to help, to work around the church. You find a reason to leave, to be gone. And so, all of a sudden, then, you are gone. You were never saved. Because you see, you did all the right things and you had all the outward appearance. That's what this one with the rocky soil is all about. But never truly born again. Maybe that's you. Now, we have the next one. And the next one here. And we have the hard ground, like a road, have the stones, and now we have the thorns, verse 22. And also, he that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Have you noticed that we seem to have some progression through with time? The first one, it seemed like that word didn't even, the person didn't give it the time of day. The second one did. The second one thought on it just a little bit, but still rejected. The third one seems to be a little longer. Received the seeds among the thorns. He is he that heareth the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. This is one, if we go back to the plant, that springs up, looks good. He's able to get down into that soil somewhat, just a little bit. The problem is that they're all mixed up with the thorns, above the ground and under the ground. And because of those thorns, there is no fruit. There's no fruit. Beautiful, everything looks great, but no fruit. Sown in good ground, but the thorns are there. The roots overwhelm the plant, and we find no fruit. Problem's very similar to the second one, the stony ground. Only it seems that this one maybe lasted a little longer. And maybe even stayed in the church. Continued to work and serve in the church. And you think, well, that's fruit. No, it isn't. You know what the fruit of the Spirit is when you're truly born again? You find that in Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Those are the qualities that the Lord wants us to possess. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. But the problem is that there was no fruit. He seemed to come, join the church, followed in baptism, whether scriptural baptism or otherwise, doesn't matter because the problem comes down to the heart. He never surrendered unto God. We got the thorns and we got the plant. We got the roots of the thorns. We got the roots of the plant that was sown there. And the problem is that it tells us here where the problem arises. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. Now the word riches there means cares, riches, wealth, and pleasures. We hold on to that. And so then what this individual was doing was serving two masters. Did not surrender unto the Lord Jesus for salvation. Liked it, saw what he had, kind of lived that life. But he never come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look back here to the Matthew chapter 6. Been a while since we've been there. So we'll turn back to read it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now, very clear there. And that's what this person is doing here. He seems to be staying, but he's not surrendering to the Lord Jesus, and he's still playing the games of the world. Let's look back to see what Luke had to say about this, because remember, the parables are also stated there. Luke chapter 8, verse 14. And this explanation tells us, "And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection." Let's look at Mark chapter 4, 19, same message. Mark chapter 4, verse 19. "And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and becometh unfruitful." Becometh unfruitful. We need to seek first the kingdom of God. Let's go back to Matthew here, 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." What a wonderful, wonderful statement. If you really want to be rich, you will ignore the temptations of the devil to get rich some way or another. But you will allow the Lord Jesus, you will allow him to bless you. He may bless you financially, he may bless you in 1,000 different ways, but he will bless you if you seek first the kingdom of God. So please, don't be caught up with the riches of the world, thinking that they are going to be the answer, because they're not. Riches deceive men in many ways. Man loves wealth, and we've already spoken here of the time element. The first one, just again, like hitting a rock wall, it didn't do anything. Second one, listen, brought a little joy into his heart, but it wasn't long he was gone. The next one, he comes in now and really kind of listens and seems like he's producing, looks good, really serving, things like that. But he doesn't come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And so there is no true, real fruit. Their profession is outwardly only. And the problem is to hear and to turn away. We will be judged by the opportunities we have in having the gospel and rejecting the gospel. The lost will be judged. Let's look very quickly, we're about out of time, to Isaiah 64:6. Isaiah 64:6. "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath I seen, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him." Please seek the will of God. Look to the will of God. Don't be deceived by the tricks of the devil. We're going to look at Mark chapter 10, the rich young ruler, next time we have an opportunity of coming together, because I think you're going to enjoy that. And there's one that decided that his riches were more important, even though he said he had kept all the laws, if you're familiar with it. So, my dear friend, once again, what are you going to do about Jesus?